This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in February of this year. We're talking about Natural Shrimp Incorporated. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SHMP. I also want to thank our new sponsor, the OTCExchange.com. Take a look at them. They have all 11,000 OTC companies up there. You can find a lot of news and whatnot on that platform. It's called theOTCExchange.com. With us today is the CEO of the company, Natural Shrimp Incorporated. He's also the chairman of the company, Mr. Gerald Easterland. Gerald, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for putting us on here again. We look forward to reviewing where the company is with you and talk about shrimp.
Yeah, it's been over a couple of months. That being said, let's jump right into it. Let's give me an update, if you would, on the La Costa update. Where are we at on that?
Okay, yes, great. As we moved in, I think our last call, we talked about stocking in somewhere around mid-February.
Right.
Probably slid into like early March, as most things got slid a little bit. A lot of it, but it's really good. By the 15th of this month, we should have almost half our tanks, which that would be altogether 40 grow-out tanks and 20 nursery tanks. So we'll have 20 grow-out tanks and 10 nursery tanks stocked in La Costa. And we're stocking every month there, so that we should have production by the fourth quarter of this year in that facility.
That is so excited. I also wanted to ask you about the Webster City update. Where are we at on that?
Okay, great. Yeah, I think a lot of people hopefully saw some of our media that we had the governor of Iowa there. We stocked our first nursery tanks in the 24th of March,
right.
And it's going great up there. We also had Peter Nigerian there with us. And he was blown away with what we were able to do and how fast we were moving with it. But the the beauty of it is that we stocked a separate nursery facility because the facility is a little bit different in La Costa. We're actually able to test transporting our PLs from a actual nursery all the way over to the new grow-out facility in Webster City. So that's going on. It looks like we'll transfer the first shrimp from the nursery system over to Webster City next week.
Wow, that is very exciting. And then you got something going on down there in Florida. What's that update?
Okay, the exciting thing, we're moving through the, we did a joint venture in Florida with Hydrenesis, and we're moving through the presentations. It looks like we could be, you know, funding commitments somewhere in the third quarter, about a $25 million project, what we're looking at doing. All the signals and all, it's very positive, and it looks like we're on target to get there.
Rumor has it that you guys are still working on the letter of intent update, if you would, on the F&T project.
Well, I'm excited to say we're just almost ready to close it, just like we said. That'll be announced, the final closing will be announced within the next 7 days. And then we'll be moving forward with the Hydrenesis letter of intent. We have received, one of the neat things happened for us, you know, we originally were going to uplift and raise our capital to close these operations. Well, now we actually are getting funding prior to uplifting, which is a really great thing for the company and the shareholders. So we should have Hydrenesis and F&T closed before the 15th of this month.
You know, Gerald, we got a lot of listeners always coming on here every month. And like I said, it's been about 2.5 months since you've been on the show. Explain to my new listeners what exactly you guys do and how you see the eco of your system multiplying and how you're going to grow your business.
So, yes, obviously, we now are the largest indoor recirculating shrimp system in the U.S., and maybe in the world. We don't know yet, but we're certainly in the U.S. We have two facilities, one in obviously, or actually three facilities in Iowa, which represent 355,000 square feet. We have a 40,000 square foot building in, and that we've just rebuilt that we're stocking now that has a production capability about 3,000 pounds a week. Iowa will be about 11,000 pounds a week. But what we're doing is our technology, and that's the F&T EC system that we're working with. And so we are able to treat ammonia is what we can do. That sets us apart. And that's what our patents are all about. Also, the hydrogenesis is an adjunct technology that we've been able to get control of for the aquaculture world. And it absolutely brings additional benefits to growing shrimp or salmon or whatever else we want to do with their technology. So the combined platform technologies gives us a footprint that nobody in the world has.
I'm not up on my incubation time, but if you would, for myself and my listeners, how long does it take to, I guess, hatch a shrimp, if you will, and then take that through a commercial process and bring that to the market? What's the time frame on that?
Okay. From the time we get it from the hatchery, we still are acquiring our PLs, or what's called post-larva, which are the babies.
Okay.
And I call, you know, they're about the size of an eyelash when we get them. And so they get to almost a 6-inch shrimp in about 24 weeks. Now, we have some new genetics we're testing that is going to cut the, you know, they're telling us it's going to be half the time. Who knows? We'd be glad to see 20 weeks. Obviously, if you go from 24 weeks to 20 weeks, you change your economic
20%.
It's huge. Yes. It's all bottom line stuff.
Right,
and
right.
So, yeah, we're really excited that we actually are testing those particular shrimp today as we speak. We'll be able to talk about that in a few months, how good it is. We're actually going to, you know, ramp up several species and do some testing, obviously, in what's, again, going back to our technology. There's no one has our patented technology, and the uniqueness of what we have, we treat ammonia. And that's a basic understanding of it for most people. And no one else can do that.
And did I hear you correctly? Are you thinking that revenues and commercially wise, you guys will be ready to go around the fourth quarter?
Yes. Yes. I think we'll be in revenue producing in fourth quarter. We'll be into our system by then. We're bringing on a new president of our U.S. operations. He starts in January. We're leasing a new corporate office in Dallas, expanding personnel. So we got a lot of things on our plate. The beautiful thing for us is the market's so strong. It's very acceptance to funding our type of technologies. And if you look at a company like Aqua Bounty, they raised a couple hundred million dollars in the last 18 months, you know. So we're a good company. We sort of watch them and see how much money they can raise based on their technology, and they have their own technology and their own patent.
Speaking of funding, how much money do you think you're going to have to raise between now and December?
Well, we're looking at a couple of new acquisitions. I can't disclose those yet, but
okay,
they'll be international acquisitions, and you know, we're looking at probably another $50 million. We'll probably have finished out another $30 million between now and, you know, let's say in the next 60 days. And prior to our uplift.
And those M&A acquisitions that you're looking at, are those revenues right now? Are they?
Well, they will be when we, what we're going to be looking for is facilities. What we found, one of the neat things we found in Iowa, Vero Blue was a company that people put $109 million into. Just a beautiful facility.
Right.
You know, obviously we acquired it for $10 million. Our $5 million we put down at closing, we've already paid that back. So that bridge is already paid off. And so we're really excited where we are. But what it brought us is some really high-quality people. And we couldn't go out and hire them without them being part of that facility. So
gotcha.
What we're looking at now is people, and there's a lot of facilities that have failed around the world, actually. And there's a lot of good personnel, a lot of people that are available on those particular facilities that we can go in and get the funding. Now, we know we can fund it and acquire these companies and turn them in with our technology, turn them around and treat ammonia and treat the and turn them into shrimp facilities, just like we're doing in Iowa.
Gerald, I got about 40 seconds left. Real quick, uplisting the NASDAQ. Where are we at on that?
We're targeting. We'll have a new announcement quickly, but we'll be targeting probably within the next 60 days. We should be uplifted, and the reason we delayed it a little bit is because we got the capital on the front end to be able to do these acquisitions, get the technologies acquired prior to uplift.
Before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
What I would tell all of our shareholders, it's been an amazing ride from the time the building burnt down a year ago in March. No one could ever dream where we are today, but it's going to be greater than that over the next 12 months. This company, the way we've set it up and the people we have behind us, financially and technically, we got a chance to really do something no one in the world's ever done. So we're real excited about what we're doing.
As for my listeners, if you're looking for a consumer defensive farm product, look no further. Take a look at Natural Shrimp. They're trading at around 53 to 54 cents a share. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SHMP. You've been listening to the CEO and chairman of the company, Mr. Gerald Easterlin. Gerald, thank you so much for coming on the show. Hopefully you come back in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
We certainly will. And in the meantime, we'll have other people in our company with you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.